At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. This family discipleship resource utilizes material from Lifeway's Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together. Hi, I'm Bethany, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Ezra 4 through 6 and Haggai 1 through 2. Feel free to hit pause and read together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right in. Rebuilding the Temple. Like many projects, rebuilding the temple began with enthusiasm and purpose. But eventually, the work stopped. Upon their return from exile, God's people were excited about rebuilding the temple and having a place to worship their God. Eventually, their passion for rebuilding diminished due to the opposition they faced from their enemies. Instead, the people turned their efforts to work on their own dwellings. God used the prophet Haggai to remind his people of the importance of rebuilding the temple. Specifically, the prophet asked the people why their houses were completed and adorned beautifully when the house of the Lord lay in ruins. Because of the encouragement of the prophet, the people returned to rebuilding the temple. This time, they would persevere through all the challenges to complete the rebuild. So why was the rebuilding of the temple so important for the people of God who had returned from exile? For them, the temple was the place where the presence of God dwelt among them. Following the Exodus, God's manifest presence was experienced by his people in a number of ways. He dwelt with his people in the cloud and fire that guided and protected the Israelites on their journey. He dwelt with his people in a movable tabernacle where they were able to worship. And eventually, God dwelt with his people in Solomon's temple in Jerusalem. When the temple was destroyed, it was symbolic of God removing his presence from his people. When God's people returned, the rebuilding of the temple demonstrated God was with his people, inviting them to return to him in prayer and worship. 2 Chronicles 6:36 through 39. Today, we are reminded that our God does not dwell in a house made by the hands of people. When Jesus died on the cross, a symbolic act occurred in the temple. At the moment of Jesus' death, the curtain in the temple separating the people from God's presence split from top to bottom. The splitting of the curtain demonstrated our new reality that Jesus' death and victory over sin and the grave gives us direct access to the Father. This is good news. Let's pray together. God, we praise you because you have kept your promise to send Jesus to save us from sin. Give us the confidence to share the joy of salvation with those who don't know Jesus. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it is time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our four family discussion questions this week are: 1. The plans to rebuild the temple came to a sudden stop when God's enemies wrote a letter to the king. Can you remember what King Artaxerxes did when he received the letter? 2. Who was the prophet God sent to his people and what did he say? 3. Why were God's people able to continue rebuilding the temple? 4. How did God plan to fix what sin broke? Our key passage for this unit is Isaiah 25:9. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Isaiah 25:9 says, "On that day it will be said, 'Look, this is our God. We have waited for him and he has saved us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let's rejoice and be glad in his salvation.'" Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore the prophet Zechariah.